This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Governments across Europe are ratcheting up restrictions to try to beat back a resurgence of the coronavirus that has sent new confirmed infections on the continent to their highest weekly level since the start of the pandemic. The World Health Organization said Tuesday there were more than 700,000 new COVID-19 cases reported in Europe last week, a jump of 34% from the previous week. Britain, France, Russia, Spain accounted for more than half of the new infections. The increasing caseload is partly the result of more testing, but the UN Health Agency noted that deaths were also up 16% last week from the week before. Well, the International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic, with global economies expected to shrink just over 4%. Speaking at the IMF's World Economic Outlook Forum in Boston on Tuesday, the IMF chief economist, Geeta Gopinath, said that the pandemic shut down business and industry throughout the world. Gopinath also stressed that the national monetary and fiscal policies should not be held back. Specifically, she said, governments should focus on direct aid to households and businesses. In comments to the French news agency, Gopinath said if the United States passed another stimulus package similar to the $2.2 trillion measure passed earlier this year, it would significantly help the U.S. economy recover as well as the world. She said the quick recovery by the world's largest economy would benefit especially the U.S. neighbors, Mexico and Canada. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Thousands of conservative Muslims marched in Indonesia's capital Tuesday, demanding that the government revoke a new law they say will cripple labor rights, with some clashing with police. Authorities blocked streets leading to the presidential palace in Jakarta, where clashes between riot police and rock-throwing demonstrators, including workers and students, broke out last Thursday. The job creation law, approved by Parliament last week, is expected to substantially change Indonesia's labor system and natural resources management. Well, the United States and Germany are urging Turkey to pull back a ship it has returned to waters that it and Greece both claim. Washington on Tuesday denounced what it called a calculated provocation. The Turkish Navy said Sunday that its exploration vessel was heading back to eastern Mediterranean waters between the Greek island of Crete and Cyprus, weeks after it left that after the two sides agreed to hold talks. Now, in a strongly worded statement, the State Department said the U.S. deplores the decision by Turkey and noted that Greece asserts jurisdiction over areas where the ship plans to operate through October the 22nd. Protests in Lagos continued for 6 days on Tuesday, with Nigerians demonstrating against police brutality and the government. The demonstrations have continued even after Nigeria's police spokesman announced that a unit implicated in a video posted online was being formally dissolved. The unit called the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, or SARS, has been the subject of much of the protest. Earlier this month, young Nigerians started a Twitter campaign for the disbandment of the unit after the video of SARS agents beating up a man circulated online. A judge in South Sudan has sentenced two men to death for stealing two cows and killing the man who owned the animals. Officials say the hope the judge sentence will deter the other cattle raiders, where cattle raiding in that area and child abductions are rampant. Judge said the death penalty was appropriate for the crimes that were committed. And hundreds of Tanzanian firefighters and citizens are still trying to contain a fire on Mount Kilimanjaro, Africa's highest mountain. The initial investigation revealed the fire started Sunday by porters warming up food for climbers. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.